Firstly, I think it's really, I read this publication from the context of Joburg, and it was so beautiful to read all of the contributions from the Joburg context and learn so deeply about the history of that place. But Cape Town, where we sit tonight, only makes one small appearance in the publication, so I thought it would be useful to speak in our context into this conversation. First of all, acknowledging that Tsepo Madlingozi, who starts us off by saying that South Africa continues to be this site of conquest. So it's speaking about colonization as a structure that continues and talking about these ongoing cycles that get repeated. We can see this in Tariq Khalaf's contribution, where he says, on traveling from Palestine to Cape Town, to my surprise, rather than finding a more liberated place, what I found in Cape Town often felt like the formalization and even deeper entrenchment of the settler's world. Slowly and with some pain, I had to learn to let go of my romantic views, shaped by the powerful icons of the anti-apartheid struggle, and start to understand the incomplete nature of South Africa's liberation. In contrast to my experience in the West Bank, where the native and settler worlds are sharply bifurcated, intersecting mostly through military encounters, Cape Town opened my eyes to a more entangled encounter that unfolds in the intimacies of everyday life. As I started to fine-tune my vision, I could better appreciate the polyphony of contestations, protests, and negotiations for space that continue to unfold across Cape Town's still largely segregated economic, cultural, and public spheres, and slowly learn to better navigate both the familiarities and differences across these two settler colonial landscapes. So we start this conversation with the differences, but this question of what liberation is. And Tariq prompts us to think about liberation as a social process, and reflects that he finds in South Africa, even though the political system has shifted and those changes have happened, the social process needed hasn't followed from that, prompting us to think about something that's collective and creative.